Farmers trying to prepare as best they can for a new crop season. Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. As we supposedly now head down the stretch of winter and looking towards spring, Tennessee farmers still have visions of last year's weather extremes on their minds.
Last year at this time, we were getting dry and just kept getting drier. And as further the year went along, it seemed like the drier we got till about the middle of October. So, yeah, it looks better right now than it did a year ago. So, but last year is always on your mind as you start a new year.
Glenn Tippett is a row crop producer in Carroll County, and we asked him if last year's April freeze and the summer drought would have an effect on when and what he'll plant this year.
Not really, because no 2 years are alike, and you just, but in the back of your mind, you're going to do a few things to try to, in case that drought comes. Now, the freeze, I sure hope that didn't happen again. Maybe they were right, that was that 120-year freak, but not too much difference. We just try to take it 1 year at a time.
And farmers are confident and optimistic for a better weather year, but Dyer County producer Malcolm Birchville says the input cost rather than the weather are what concerns him.
Well, right now we're watching crop prices and maybe what crops we need to plant this year to give us the best income. We're pre-buying a lot of our fertilizer and chemicals because especially fertilizer prices just keep going up at a tremendous rate right now. So we're trying to get those booked in before they go any higher, and just hoping for a good season, timely rains, and maybe we'll have a good year to offset what we had last year.
And again, hopefully better weather for Tennessee farmers this year. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.